All right, no more potty talk with the plumbers from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing at Rosie on the House. What do you say we clean up the conversation, Rome's? Today is National Toilet Day. We're trying to do a little research here to figure out who officially coined that, and how did it officially get named that, and who officially recognizes that. But November is Plumbing Month, and the plumbing tip of the month from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and from Rosie on the House are those supply flexes that supply all the fresh water to the plumbing fixtures in our homes. The kitchen sink, the washing machine, the toilet. Chris, let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, you bet. So every fixture, like your sinks have a hot and a cold, toilets just have a cold, unless it's plumbed wrong, has that little valve underneath there, and you can turn it on and off to work on your faucet or toilet. Hopefully it's in good working condition. And then it's got a line that goes up to each fixture, and we like to see those in a stainless steel with a brass nut on the top so that it doesn't burst out.
Over the years, there was a time where you plumbers would actually cut and flare little brass stainless rigid lines.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Yeah. And then
we can still do that. That's still available.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then you could from there we went to the plastic flexible, which were certainly a lot quicker to install.
Yep.
Right.
And the corrugated copper or metal lines as well.
And then the corrugated copper that we use for elk calling. And then there's the now the plastic would had a tendency to break after a certain amount of time. And now we have the braided stainless steel.
Right. And that's a braided stainless steel wrap over a plastic rubber type hose inside. It just keeps it from
It's a protective
bursting.
Sleeve. Yep. Yeah. And then those come with plastic nuts or brass nuts. And I tell people all the time, buying a braided stainless steel flex line with a plastic nut is a complete waste of money.
Yeah, because that's the weakest point. And you know, we've had insurance adjusters come in like into our shop and stuff and you know, after a claim or something, we keep the parts that broke or something. We have to hold it for them, and they come in and look at those, and they say they see it all the time. So they liked what we do is we always use the ones with the metal nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people all the time, if that's one home improvement project you haven't done yourself, do it, because that is one of the number one claims for homeowners insurance is those busted supply flexes, the busted lines to the washing machine. Once they bust, and they never bust, Linda, do they ever bust when you're home?
Never.
No.
Everyone will tell you that.
You're at grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah,
and you come
exactly.
home 4 days later.
Yeah. It's never a good time, either when you're home or if you are home. Again, visitors are there, or something else is planned. So it's the most number one preventable item that we can help with in our own homes.
Well, I don't know if it's just the Romeros, but as far as the plumbing stories we can tell at our house, is the house always floods when you're gone, and the toilets always back up when you have guests there.
That's right.
It is exactly what you don't want in either case.
It's not just your house. We have a lot of homeowners doing that, yes.
All right. Romy, we've got a couple callers here on hold. Let's see if we can get to them. Let's go to Peter in Scottsdale. Wants to talk about getting hot water to every fixture in the house. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for calling. Let me introduce you to Chris Stanfield and Linda Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. What's your plumbing issue at your home?
Thank you. Thanks for taking the call. My issue is really very simple. I've got a patio home, and the master bedroom is about as far from the hot water heater as you can get. And my wife is always complaining that she can't get enough hot water at the sink without running the water for a while. And I just want to get hot water to her at the sink with the simplest and best product available.
In a townhome, Chris, how are we going to deal with that?
I think one of those comfort systems where you have the pump at the water heater and a mixing tee at that farthest point. What happens is that pump will run, and it will take hot water, pull hot water to that faucet, and run it back through the cold side back to the water heater, and then it has a thermostat on it, so it'll shut off when it gets to temperature. We've put quite a few of those in. They're very efficient. The only thing the complaint I ever get about them is you need to put a timer on them usually because you just don't want them running 24 hours a day.
There's about three options we have for getting hot water all the way around the house. We're not going to have time to tackle it right now. We're going to need to go on a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about those options. We have the circulating pump with the thermocoupler at the farthest fixture.
Yep.
Right? We have the tankless systems that if you have the room, not for a townhouse, but in a home where you're trying to get hot water quickly to different locations, you go tankless, right?
Yeah.
And y'all are doing those in electric and gas right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we talk about that. And the additional requirements you may or may not have to get that done. The third thing would be the little Insta hot water underneath each separate fixture.
Yeah.
Those are the three I'm familiar with. When we come back, we'll talk through those three options. We'll give you every option possible, Peter, and get you an answer for your home on getting your wife the hot water at the faucets when she wants it.
And
all of you.
Believe it or not, we just got a link from a home inspector to wish.com that has toilets with mood lights on them.